I'll now ask Phil to introduce the first set of news stories.
Thank you, Alison. The University of East Anglia, UEA, and the Norfolk County Council were both in the news this week. At UEA, the struggle to make ends meet continues as the university grapples with a £45 million deficit. The union that represents non-academic staff at the UEA says the lowest paid staff are expected to foot the bill. Meanwhile, at County Hall, a new chief executive has been appointed with a salary of over £200,000 a year. And a key stage has been passed in the progress towards devolution and a public vote on who should lead the county council. Here is Alison with the first of the stories about UEA's troubles.
The new boss of the UEA has labelled fixed tuition fees challenging as university chiefs across the country call for reform to existing funding models. Professor David Maguire's comments come as the University of East Anglia grapples with a £45 million deficit brought on by issues with student recruitment and the impact of the COVID-19 pandemic. And changes to student loans, including those that will see graduate debts written off after 40 years rather than 30, could rock university finances even further as prospective students choose alternative means of higher education. We are aware that cost considerations are more important than ever before for prospective students and those currently studying with us, said the UEA's new Vice-Chancellor. Anything which increases the perceived or actual cost of studying at university is regrettable, but even after these changes, going to university remains a life-changing experience. Fixed fees are a challenge for the higher education sector due to inflation and the rise in cost of living. Jerry White, principal at City College Norwich, said, "Many students choose to do their degrees with us because it enables them to live at home and continue to work alongside their studies, which helps offset the costs of university-level study. It may be that these changes make even more students consider that studying locally gives them all the benefits of the skills and knowledge of higher education without many of the costs."
Staff at the crisis-stricken University of East Anglia are to rally against cuts to jobs and pay. Unison, which represents cleaners, librarians and other professional services staff at the Institute, says the lowest paid are being expected to foot the bill for a financial crisis that their bosses created. It comes following an announcement by the UEA that it would seek to cut 113 jobs through a voluntary redundancy scheme, in an effort to make £45 million of savings in the next 3 years, to fill a financial black hole in its budget. On Monday, it was revealed 36 academic posts were to be cut, while the remaining 77 posts set to go are to come from non-teaching roles. The rally took place at 12:30 p.m. on Thursday, June the 8th, in the square outside the student bar.
The hunt to find a new £200,000-a-year chief executive to helm Norfolk County Council has ended after an appointment to the role was made. Tom McCabe, who had been serving as County Hall's head of paid service, has been selected for the revived role. Council leader Kay Mason-Billiggs said Mr. McCabe had been selected after a panel interviewed him for the job. In announcing his appointment in a message to staff at the Conservative-controlled council, she said, "Following a rigorous interview process, I am pleased to inform you that we have appointed Tom McCabe as chief executive." The panel which interviewed Tom believes that he has the skills and experience required to drive the county council forward and ensure that we deliver effective and efficient services for the people of Norfolk. At the meeting where that was agreed, Mrs. Mason-Billiggs said she did not feel the executive leader model was still fit for purpose for the council. She said there had been good reasons for the change 4 years ago. But she said she wanted to see more separation of the council's political role with the role of an officer to manage the day-to-day running of the authority.
A key step in the process to allow Norfolk to secure the controversial multi-million-pound devolution deal and a public vote on who should lead the county council has been taken. County Hall leaders said the eyes of Westminster are on Norfolk over the devolution of powers from central government to Norfolk County Council via an agreement known as the County Deal. That deal with the government would see the council get an investment fund of £600 million over 30 years, and the public given a vote on a directly elected leader for Norfolk County Council. At a meeting on Monday, the Conservative-controlled council agreed to submit the results of public consultation on the deal to the government, which will trigger legislation to enable the deal to be put into place. That consultation found many of the policies, including having financial responsibilities devolve from government to County Hall, had broad support. But people were split on the need for a directly elected Norfolk County Council leader, who would not have the same powers as high-profile mayors in places like Manchester, with 31% disagreeing with the role and a further 17% unsure. Some 1,211 people and organisations responded to the consultation. Council leader Kay Mason Billig has previously said negotiations over the specifics of the deal will continue.